朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
圣经里面，在旧约圣经里面，有两个人没有死就离开这个世界。
There are two people recorded within the Old Testament of being ones who did not experience death and left the world.
我在开玩笑说，这两个人都是姓以的，所以的以，一个叫以诺，一个叫以利亚。
One was by the name of Enoch and the other Elijah.
我们在他们两个人身上都看见同样的一件事情。
And we see within the life of both of these people.
他们到了某一个人生的阶段，上帝就把他们带离开这个世
界。We see that when they reached a certain stage within the human lifespan, that God took them away.
我们承认今天在圣经里面很少看到这样的例子，除了他们两个以外。
And we have to accept the fact that outside of these two people, there are very few examples recorded in Scripture of like manner.
但是弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，让我们相信，注意一个很重要的一个真理。
But dear friends and brothers and sisters, I hope that here we can indeed see a very important truth that is recorded.
有一天在这个世界上，有不少人跟以诺跟以利亚一样，不需要经过死，他就进到永恒里去。
That one day upon this earth there will be many similar to Enoch and Elijah that will not have to experience death to go into eternity.
今天我们在教会里面太少传讲这样的一种荣耀的盼望的信息。
And so often today within the church this glorious message is absent.
因为有一天主耶稣基督要再来。
Because one day indeed the Lord Jesus Christ will return.
他来的时候先在空中。
And when he comes, he will first appear within the heavens.
圣经告诉我们说，凡是在地上活着还存留的人，他要把我们这些基督徒被提到空中。
And the scripture tells us that when he does return, that those of us that remain on the earth, those Christians that remain, will be taken up within the rapture.
有以诺和以利亚的先例，我们相信这件事情是必然要成就。
And with the examples that have already been set forth by Enoch and Elijah, we know that these things will indeed come to pass.
如果你现在还是一个慕道的朋友，也许你觉得非常的可笑。
And if you, as an unbeliever, are still seeking, find this to be a very humorous and ridiculous thing.
但是等到这件事情临到的时候，就不是一个可笑的事。
But yet I believe that when this thing does come to pass, it will be not something to be laughed at.
我曾经讲过，我非常喜欢在开车的时候抄前面车子的 bumper stickers.
I've often mentioned before that I am a great fan of bumper stickers on the cars.
我发现美国人实在有很多的幽默感是在 bumper 上面显出来。
And we see within the bumper stickers many of American humor.
我们看见有人说 just married, 我看到一个牌子写 just divorced. 刚刚结婚，他写刚刚离婚。哎呀，我看了觉得很有意思。那么有一个，他说，你如果看得到这个纸头上写的字呢，你已经离我太近了。
Another bumper sticker said, if you can read this bumper sticker, then you're driving too close to me.
其实你已经看到了，已经太近了，没有办法，已经冲。
But of course, you're already so close, so you bang them.
我看到有一个基督徒放在 bumper 上面一个 sticker.
I saw one bumper sticker that I was put there by a Christian.
他怎么写呢？
What was written on it?
他说我是基督徒。
He said, I am a Christian.
我相信基督徒有一天要被提。
And I know that as Christians, one day there will be we will be raptured.
他说突然如果前面你的车子开在128上，突然司机不见，你知道我已经被提了。
And that if all of a sudden the passenger in the car ahead of you is gone, you'll know that I've been raptured.
我真的很严肃地想这件事情。
And really, in all seriousness, I thought about this.
我在想，如果我当然不知道到底这被提是怎么个被提法。
And of course, I'm not really aware or exactly know as to how it will be that we will be raptured.
如果被提是同一个时间发生的一个事实的话，
And if, in fact, if that rapture is something that occurs simultaneously,
那我相信这件事情是可能。
I believe that this indeed, is possible.
一个基督徒正在开车，突然主就把他接到天上去。
That a Christian driving a car, all of a sudden, the Lord will rapture this Christian.
一个 subway 的 driver 正在开坐车子，结果他突然被提到天上去。
Or suddenly somebody that is operating the subway suddenly is raptured.
可能在主再来的那一段时间，在信徒被提的那段时间，可能世界有一段时间的混乱。
And so I think that if that was the case, there'd be a period of great confusion on the world at that particular point in time.
弟兄姊妹，当我准备的时候，我怕大家会当笑话的来听这些话。
And yet, as I prepared this, I was fearful that many of us would take this as a funny thing to laugh at.
但是让我奉主的名，很严肃的宣告主被提的这个真理。
But yet, in a very reverent name, in a very reverent sense, in the name of Lord Jesus, I want to proclaim to you that this is indeed a truth and a reality.
对还没有信主的。或者对所谓挂名的基督徒
，For those that are still not believers, or those that are just nominal Christians,
这是一个何等的提醒和警告
！May this indeed be a warning to each of us.
也许你在那一个礼拜突然经过有一个很突然、全世界很奇怪的混乱
，And it might be in that week as you pass through it, there is suddenly a great degree of confusion within the world.
礼拜天，你到乌本来做礼拜。
On Sunday morning, you come to the church here.
为什么今天人那么少？
Why are there only so few people here?
人都到哪里去？
Where has everyone gone?
我为着你那个时候还来做礼拜，我现在为你觉得难过。
And really, it's a sense of remorsefulness that I have toward you for coming to church that Sunday morning.
弟兄姊妹，我们不在乎在教会花多少时间奉献，这个摆上这个时间做了多少的工作。
We're not concerned, brothers and sisters, about the time that perhaps we spend on this project or involved in this ministry or the money that we have offered.
对，请问你跟神的关系，你跟神的来往够不够密切
？But dear brothers and sisters, the question that we face this morning is what exactly is our relationship to God? How close are we to the Lord?
最后一点，我们觉得非常有意思。
And then a last point that I think is rather interesting.
当摩西在描写以诺的时候，他提到他的特点是与神同行。
It was described within Hebrews as Moses describing Enoch in a special characteristic.
二十二节，以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年。下面有一句很有意思的话，是每一个先祖，每一个他的后代，描写到他们的时候，都提到的几个字，并且生儿养女。
And we see within this description that Moses gives of Enoch that he walked with the Lord 300 years, and a phrase that is given with all the other genealogy here is that he had other sons and daughters.
虽然我们看见以诺被描写有很多跟其他不同的地方，但是这个相同的地方也说明一个很重要的一个真理。
And although we see in a contrast Enoch against all these others, yet here in this particular phrase we see a commonality between Enoch and the rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们诚实的来说。
And very reverently and honestly, I believe that we have to say this morning.
原来我再说一遍，我们诚实的来看。
And let us very honestly ponder this.
今天在教会里面有一种很明显的二元的看法，二元论的看法。
And we see within the church almost a very clear and a very distinct sense of segregation and separation.
弟兄姊妹，请你注意听我，与神同行。生儿养女，我们常常把这两件事情看成相互排斥的东西。
And we see oftentimes this walk with the Lord and having other sons and daughters as being mutually exclusive.
与神同行啊，那是一个属灵的描写。
That to walk with the Lord is a description of a spiritual reality.
生儿养女，这是一个非常属世的一个描写。
And that to have sons and daughters seems to be a very earthly concept.
这两样事情怎么样能够连在一起
？But yet, how are we able to bring these two realities together?
在我们的观念里面，我们对这件事情是这样看。
And within our own concept and on our own understanding, I believe that we have to focus here.
以诺活到65岁,
that Enoch at the age of
65,
that he continued to have sons and daughters. And afterwards, he continued to walk with the Lord for 300 years, and then he was taken up.
所以当我们看到与神同行并且生儿养女这个观念的时候，对我们今天很多很多的基督徒是一个挑战，也应该是一个突破。
And I believe that this walking with the Lord and having sons and daughters, this combination of two different things, I believe is a very great hindrance to many Christians today and should be explained.
当我们把这两样事情连在一起的时候,
and when we bring these two concepts together, I believe that we see a very important matter. That it is a case of which when we walk with the Lord, it's not that we seclude ourselves and divorce ourselves from the rest. And we see many people in our minds that are very spiritual within the church that are not living in reality. I've said it before and I ask for your tolerance as I remind you again. That many people today within the church know how to be God, but they do not know how to be humans.
你说我做神不对吗?
Are you in fact telling me that I'm not supposed to be God?
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们要做像神这样的人，活在这个地上，与神同行，是一脚一脚踏在这个杂石的地面上。
And we see the scripture telling us that we are not to be a God, but to be like God, walking upon this earth, very firmly grounded on this earth.
上个礼拜天,
last Sunday,
你们在聚会的时候,
as you were gathering together to worship,
我正从费城坐飞机回到Boston,
I was mid-flight from Philadelphia to Boston.
我突然觉得很有意思,
and all of a sudden, something very, I thought of something very interesting.
说基督徒三十年来,
that for 30 years as a Christian,
第一次主日崇拜的时候离上帝那么近,
it was the first time within the morning service that I was that close to God.
我在飞机上, 读经祷告,
and as I was worshiping the Lord on the plane, praying and reading His Word, and I looked out from my window down, and suddenly it became clear of a certain distinctions or churches that I could see from the plane. And so I suddenly thought of each one of you. And I found myself closer to God than you by some
30,000 feet.
To walk with God, is it something of that concept to float in the air?
圣经告诉我们说, 以诺与神同行, 他并且, 并且生儿养女。
We see that Enoch is described here as walking with a God, not only so, but he also had sons and daughters.
一个属灵的基督徒, 一个好基督徒, 给人家一种不食人间烟火的感觉。
Oftentimes, Christians, good spiritual Christians, leave a certain aroma or a certain idea that they are somehow not all there.
我们是在为着陈继明 弟兄在夏令会给我们讲这个与神同行的这个题目, 我们感谢主。
And so really indeed we're thankful for Professor Tan Jibin as he shared with us from this theme at the summer conference.
有一天晚上他讲一篇信息, 我个人觉得还蛮深的。
And one particular evening in his message, I personally thought it was very deep and meaningful message.
但是我非常阿们, 也非常同意他的说法。
And really, in a sense, I agreed with him and I amen what he said.
他说, 与神同行的落实就是与人同行。
That he said, the place that you step down in walking with the Lord is the place that you walk with other humans.
今天常常听见人家讨论基督教的信仰到底是出世的呢，还是入世？
Oftentimes we hear the discussion of Christianity and the Christian faith. Is it something that has come out of the world or something that goes into the world?
我常常原谅弟兄姊妹，请你们原谅我常常在台上，其实我不应该这样。
And oftentimes, I think you'll understand or you'll forgive me that repeatedly I have shared this concern and this feeling within myself.
今天的基督徒真的完全不顾我们世界四周围发生的所有的事情。 我们今天不顾发生在我们四围的事情。
That oftentimes we as Christians are seemingly very unconcerned of the things that are happening about us.
我能够有属天的感觉，那是最重要。
That if I can somehow have that spiritual or that heavenly experience, that is the most important.
我们真的常常向往那种 heavenly 的那种属天的感觉。
And oftentimes we yearn for that heavenly experience.
弟兄姊妹，我曾经讲过 ，John Stott 有一本书对我帮助很大，这是陈威良传道送给我。
I've mentioned before a book that is authored by John Stott.
他说 ，facing today's issues， 让我们基督徒怎么样面对今天这个时代的一些问题。
He speaks of the fact that we as Christians, as we face the issues that are before us today.
我觉得今天许许多多的基督徒真是像那个鸵鸟一样，把我们的头一头栽在礼拜堂里面，我们就不管外面发生什么。
That many Christians today seem to follow after the example of an ostrich who sticks her head into the sand, unconcerned about what's happening around.
弟兄姊妹，我们要与主同行。
Dear brothers and sisters, we want to walk with the Lord.
不要忘记是行在地上。
Let us not forget that it is a walking on this earth.
Walking with the Lord. 他没有讲 walking 在什么地方。我今天提醒弟兄姊妹，我们是活在行在这一个我们日常的生活上。
Walking with the Lord does not describe where that walk is to occur, and so I stand before you to remind you that we walk here on this earth.
我们知道英文字这个 walk 这个字也有生活的意思。
We know that within the English word walking, it carries with it the connotation of life.
我们今天讲到与神同行，我们就联想到以诺。
And that as we think of walking with the Lord, immediately our thoughts are drawn to Enoch.
让我们学习以诺那个与神同行并且生儿养女的这样一个属灵的原则。
And let us learn from Enoch's example of walking with the Lord and yet at the same time having sons and daughters.
当我们提到与主同行的时候，
as we think of walking with the Lord,
在兄弟心里面的负担不是单单为着每一个个别的基督徒。
My own burden within my own heart is not for only individual Christians.
也是为着我们每一个家庭。
It is also for each of us as family units.
你可以与主同行。
You can walk with the Lord.
你的家愿不愿与主同行？
But what of your family? Are they willing to walk with the Lord?
等到我们每一个单位、每一个家与主同行的时候，我们这个教会才能够成为一个与主同行的教会。
And it is only after individuals and family units carry on this torch that we as a church can be described as walking with the Lord.
中国人说修身齐家治国平天下。这个次序在属灵上面也是一样。
I believe that a spiritual concept is conveyed within a Chinese saying that things begin with a self-discipline or begin with individual and they carry to the family, to the country, and then to the whole world.
个人、家庭、教会、社会、全世界，这是每一个基督徒愿意与主同行的基督徒应该看见的一个次序和方向。
And we see here a very important order that spiritual reality or walking with the Lord must begin with the individual, then progress to the family, to the society, and then finally to the world.
感谢主，经过一年弟兄姊妹的努力、祷告、等候，我们现在可以把那个地把它买下来。
We thank the Lord that through your prayer and your diligence, the Lord has allowed us to buy that piece of land.
让我用两分钟的时间把我心里面这一方面的负担跟大家分享。
And very quickly, allow me in a few moments, to share with you my own personal, feelings and thoughts on this matter.
当我们开始要积极建堂的时候，
as we are beginning diligently to proceed, with building of this church.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得每一位同工弟兄姊妹能够了解我的心意。
I hope that first of all, each of you, each co-worker here today can understand my own feelings.
我们建一个新堂，建一些新的建筑物的目的只有一个，就是为福音。
That there's only one purpose and one purpose indeed for building a new physical plant, and that is to spread, to proclaim the gospel.
除了福音的缘故，我们不希望新的建造有任何其他的功用。
And that in beside of that fact of proclaiming the gospel, we hope that that new church, that new property will have no use whatsoever.
为福音的缘故，有直接的意义，有间接的意义。
for having a very direct as well as a very indirect relationship with the proclamation of the gospel.
举一个很简单的例子。
To give a very simple illustration.
当然，我们盼望将来搬到那边去以后，我们能够继续的发展中文学校。
I hope that after moving to that new location, we can continue to develop and proceed with our Chinese school.
当然，中文学校是那个教会所办的一个文化活动。
And of course, it is a cultural event that is planned and carried on by the church.
但是如果中文学校的活动跟福音的目标有了出入的时候，我们这一个新的建筑而拿来用在中文学校，不是。我们建堂主要的目的。
That if suddenly within the course of having that new church building, there becomes a diverging of roads between the Chinese school and proclaiming the gospel, then it is something that we don't want to be involved in.
只有为福音的缘故。
Only for the sole purpose of proclaiming the gospel. Secondly,
我盼望我们新建的这些建筑物。
I hope that in the building of these new physical buildings,
我们尽量不要让这个教堂只有礼拜天充分的使用。我们希望每一天都能够为着福音的缘故来用这个地方。
We hope that it is a place that not only is used solely to be filled up on Sunday, but rather to be used throughout the whole week.
这个叫做与主同行，并且生儿养女的一个原则。
I believe that here the principle of walking with the Lord and having sons and daughters come together.
让我们在主的面前一同来建立这个新的教堂的时候，让我们不忘记属灵的原则。
Together with one heart as we go on to build this building, let us indeed not forget these spiritual principles.
诺与主同行三百年。
Enoch walked with the Lord for 300 years.
让我们这个教会也与主同行，直到主再来。
Let indeed this church walk with the Lord until His return.
一直到主把以诺接到他那里去，一直到把教会接到荣耀里去。
From the point of carrying Enoch up to be with him to the point of the church.Being raptured and carried up to be with him.
今天我跟弟兄姊妹一同分享这四方面。
And so I wanted to share with you these four different areas.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。